Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, one and all, to the Dr. Rock Computer Love Show. Beautiful day here in Houston. It's raining and it's cold, but still a beautiful day. Any day that we wake up and we're above ground, it's a beautiful day. We're going to be talking about love, romance, and relationships today. We want to welcome you. We want to thank our loyal callers for calling in. We want to make sure that we remind you the call-in number is 718-508-9018. We want to make sure that you also know about our website, where we offer a plethora of computer and business services at Urban Business Consultants. That's www.urbanbuscon.com, or you can use the domain www.us2k.us, us the number 2, the letter k, dot us, us2k.us, where it's all about us. We want to definitely thank you guys for calling. We've had a lot of responses about the different show subjects and topics. Again, we want to remind you also that you can also contact us at Dr. Rock, Ask Dr. Rock, AskDrRok, at yahoo.com. We're going to be having some giveaways. We're going to have some gift cards. We're going to have some dinners. We just want to help people kind of understand, you know, the dichotomy between love and relationship. Again, today our subject is going to be about empty vessels. Does love really exist, guys? It sometimes feel empty yourself? Can you complete yourself or your mate, or do you want someone that compliments you? These are some of the questions we're going to be asking today. But first, you know, we have some chosen music that we'd like to play for you guys, and hope you enjoy it.
Don't change.
Again to the Dr. Rock Computer Love Show, where every Saturday, same time, 3 o'clock, that's Central Time, we meet and we talk about romance, relationships, we talk about love, we talk about the possibility of love, we talk about being in love, we talk about anything that you want to talk about. However, it's very important that you understand that this show is also about solutions to helping relationships and building strong relationships that are both prosperous and productive. We've monitored a lot of shows, a lot of talk shows, and most people, they talk about the situation, they masturbate the inevitable, but nobody so far has come up with solutions. This show is geared toward finding some solutions to helping people bond together and become productive in their relationships. And this Saturday, this fine Saturday in your neighborhood, mine, we're going to talk about empty vessels. And you say, what is an empty vessel? A person that comes to a relationship that not necessarily, we're not going to say they have baggage, but there's a part of them missing. There's something wrong in their relationship. There's something wrong with their relationship with themselves. According to the Africans, the Kemetics, the first knowledge has to be the knowledge of self. And without that knowledge, everything else falls short. We must understand that it is important that we know who we are as individuals before we partake and embark upon a relationship. Quick scenario, I get into a relationship with a young lady, but, you know, I had some bad experiences myself. I bring that baggage. It's been maybe 2 or 3 years. I should be over it. I possibly am. But there's something that was left, a part of me that was left and that previous relationship that has left me unwhole. It's left my soul empty, unable to connect, I'd like to say. An empty person is a person that they seem to be distant. They seem to become somewhat eccentric, maybe even ostracizing themselves from society, from family and friends. You know, they stay to themselves. And they oftentimes, they find themselves befuddled, unable to make decisions in relationships. We've been in a relationship where you talk to a young lady and she says, well, I don't know exactly what I want to do. Well, you know, I mean, after 25 or 30 years old, you know, that's kind of, you don't expect that from people. You don't expect that from grown, mature individuals to say, I don't know. That's an answer of a three-year-old. What we expect is a mature, honest answer. And of course you do know. Maybe you're unable to say it. Maybe there's some game involved. I'm not sure. However, you know what you're thinking, and that's exactly what we're talking about here. Coming to a relationship and not being empty, being whole, being prepared to enter into a relationship and do what's necessary to maintain it. Because it's not easy. It's not easy at all. You know, I mean, you really have to look at a relationship the same way you look at work. When you go to work, there's certain things that are required of you. You will be confronted with some dilemmas that you may not be familiar with, but you're expected to overcome those dilemmas. The same thing happens in a relationship. You know, every day is going to be a different day. It's going to be something different, and you may be confronted at times with situations that you're not comfortable with or you're not familiar with. But as mature adults who are committed to a relationship, you're expected to overcome those dilemmas and communicate with your mate, maintain constant communication, because the break of communication can be the biggest problem in a relationship. Because once that communication breaks, what happens is that it creates a bridge between you. And the longer that this communication exists, the further that bridge is expanded. We have to remember that. You have to fix a problem as soon as you know that there's a problem. Our last show was about fixing it. And exactly, you can't sit around and huff and puff and pout like a three-year-old when it's time to fix some things. And that means both men and women. I'm not going to be sexist, but from my experience with in relationships, sometimes women feel like men are the only ones that have to fix problems, even if they're the culprits. And that's not the case. You know, women have to be mature enough. They say that they're equal. They say that they're mature. You know, then you have to come to the relationship with that same mindset so that you can be productive and positive, a positive and motivating force in the relationship. It's just me. You know, hello. It's the same guy you met, you know, in the beginning, same guy that I'm going to be toward the end. You know who I am, or at least you know me as well as I know you. We're committed. We're in this relationship. What are we going to do? I can't do it by myself. No one individual can make a relationship work by themselves. Again, it's important that we understand these concepts so that we can have productive and positive relationships. If we do not, we will more than likely be a part of the social norm or the statistics of today, which state, I think, 7 out of 10 marriages are dissolved in the first 18 months to 24 months. 7 out of 10. You know, the 60% of African-American young children that are born out of wedlock. 60%. Over half, guys. These numbers may not be exact, but nevertheless, they're frightening, and they say something very emphatic about the family unit and the African-American family unit, to be precise, that it is disconnected. Now, I do understand that we didn't put this thing into motion. It was a social norm that created this. I mean, this was created by people that we call our representatives. They put this plan into motion. However, we did actively participate, actively yet sometimes I would say ignorantly, we participated because they played on our egos. I remember back in the 70s where the young women were saying, well, I have a job of my own. I don't need a man. Of course you need a man. He needs a woman. And, of course, they said, well, I make my own money. Life is bigger than that. Life is bigger than you going to a job. It really is. And if you don't understand that, then pretty much, you know, you're going to be a victim, again, of the same. It's important that we decide in our lives, in our minds, that when we come into a relationship, that we are going to be positive and that we are going to be fruitful and we're going to be productive. If we do not do these things, don't expect the relationship to exist or to evolve. Don't expect it to be all right, because it's not. It's just not. And due to unforeseen circumstances, we're going to have to cut the show short. I'm going to play a song for you once more, and we're going to pick up where we left off the next Saturday at 3 o'clock. That's the Dr. Rock Computer Love Show.
Change, don't change, babe. Oh.
again. We're back. We're having some problems here. We're having an electrical storm here in Houston. We're going to try to continue. We have a couple of callers on the caller bank here. And again, today's subject is about, topic is empty vessels. An empty vessel in a relationship, can that be positive? Can it be productive? An empty vessel, does love exist? How do you fill up an empty vessel? Are you looking for someone to come or to compliment you? These are the questions we put forth. Audience today, let's see here, 757. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, and we have another caller. Shows up unknown. So if you're there and you want to participate in the conversation, have you ever come across someone who was unwhole, uncertain, distant? They want to be in a relationship, but they don't know how to continue and communicate. They don't know how to partake in a relationship. They're somewhat reserved. They're there, but they're not there. You can tell that they're broken. Their spirit is broken. There's something wrong. And, you know, what can you do in a situation like that? 757.
What I would do in a situation where if I came in contact with someone and they were broken or incomplete?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
I guess to be honest with you, I haven't had the pleasure of actually coming in contact with someone where I've actually connected with them and I discovered that was, you know, some of their issues. More times than often, most of the people that I, you know, have an opportunity to come in contact with, it's not that they're, you know, they're empty. So oftentimes the problem is that they have too much stuff.
They have what now?
Oftentimes they have too much faith, too much.
Too much
faith? So not empty, but perhaps too much. And that's, I think at one time we talked about, you know, baggage and other things that people bring into the relationship.
Yeah. But this is slightly
different. I think empty would actually be a good thing.
Well,
to some degree.
Okay, help me understand that because, as usual, you're deeper than I can comprehend at times, and I really don't understand where you're coming from with that.
Well, empty in the sense that I'm open. And I'm able to receive something. If you're full, then there is no room for me. There is no capacity for me to share or for us to grow in any area. But if you're empty, then that means that you're open and you're successful to something to honestly take place.
Empty also means that I have nothing to give.
Well, touche.
Yeah, and that I know that that's going to create a problem. As I said earlier, no one can be in a relationship or make a relationship work on their own. It takes two people actively pursuing the relationship and keeping the communication open to make it work. And if it does not happen like that, if one person feels that they're responsible for making everything happen, then it's too much pressure on that individual. It's a burden on that individual. So, you know, being empty, so to speak, is a person that they may have been out again. I'll reiterate my comments earlier. They may have been out of a relationship for 2 or 3 years. However, they left something there that was a part of them that they have been unable to recover. They can't find that self-worth. Therefore, what they bring to a relationship might be half the rent. You know, it might be good credit. It might be, but it won't be passion. It won't be commitment. It will definitely not be open communication because they're not able to do that because, you know, there's something wrong in that individual that needs to be fixed. We have to understand that when we decide to be in a relationship today, most people just go to the club, meet somebody. They're constantly looking for a relationship, and they never take any time to work themselves. We have to bring a whole person to a relationship. If we both do that, that relationship has a good chance of lasting. But if one of us comes and we're uncertain, or if we're playing games, then 9 times out of 10, again, we're going to be a part of that statistical data that's put out every year about 7 out of 10 relationships not working. You know, we have to understand that today, in fact, there's a lot of empty people. Now, 757, let me ask you a question, because I know you've been on the dating site circuit, and I've been on the dating site. I've run across females. I'll let you speak from the female perspective. I'll speak from the male perspective, because we're not sexist here. We're just giving our perception. But I've been across women that are totally empty. They're interested in me, and they have nothing to say. They have nothing to bring to the table. They really want a relationship, but they're just existing. I had a lady call me once. She hit me up on the site two or three times. We exchanged numbers, and she called me. And she asked me a series of questions, and I answered. And I asked her a couple of questions. Her answers were one single-word answers. Yes, no, maybe, that kind of thing. I immediately caught the fact that she was insecure. She was empty, unwhole, and there was something missing in her life. She couldn't openly just communicate with me. However, she had been emailing me, texting me, everything. When it came to the conversation, she couldn't take 100% because she, I'm not going to say she was intimidated. She didn't even know me well enough to be intimidated. I'm going to say again, there was something missing in her. And if that person is unwhole, I guarantee you that you will notice it within the first couple of weeks of a relationship, first month or so. And how do you, you know, have you ever run across anybody like that? And how did you deal with it?
Well, first of all, I just would like to say in terms of the young lady that you had the pleasure of talking with or sharing with, whether it was through email, you know, telephone conversation or what have you, the fact that she was not able to, you know, engage in dialogue and at the level by which you would have liked to have entered into dialogue with her does not suggest, I don't believe it would imply that she's empty. As it means that she does not, you know, she just did not have the substance that you were looking for. So oftentimes we may enter into a conversation with someone on a particular subject matter and, you know, they might not be able to articulate as it relates to that particular subject, but that doesn't mean that they're empty. You just didn't tap into that which, you know, this particular person could honestly have, you know, some extensive dialogue about.
I noticed something about our conversation, 757. You oftentimes say exactly the same thing that I'm saying in your own words.
Really?
Yes.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I'm not saying that it's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm saying that, you know, I think that's ego. You know, we may hear something someone says, however, we feel that we can say it differently. Because we are different individuals, I understand that. You're basically saying the same thing I said. And I was not saying that she wasn't able to communicate the level that I needed. She was unable to communicate on a basic level. You know, just, hey, you know, my name is Cheryl. I work at the hospital. I'm an RN, an LVN. I like to go bowling. The same thing she communicated on her profile on the site. She was unable to communicate those things to me in person or over the phone.
I guess so my question that I would present to you, sir, does that mean that she's empty or that she was empty?
It definitely means that there's something missing. I like to say there's a hole in our heart.
Mm.
Maybe she's afraid. Maybe she's bring that hole up with her hand. You know, maybe she's, I mean, inevitably, and no one wants to face it, she's not ready to be in a relationship. And sometimes it is intimidating. I'll say that. My profile was very intimidating because my profile did not state, my name is, you know, such and such, Dr. Rock. I like to go bowling and fishing. I like chewing gum, you know, and watching movies. It wasn't that type of, you know, I got a lot of responses on the site which stated that, you know, can I dumb down my profile? I don't want to talk to you because I don't think I can communicate with you. I had a doctor, a lady, DR in front of her name, medical doctor, MD at the end, who constantly communicated with me and told me the same thing, that I would probably get more hits if I dumbed down my profile. However, she was unaware that I was getting over 35, 40 messages a day and almost 100 hits. So people were definitely interested. I think they were. I think, you know, it's just like anybody. What do you look for in a man? And whatever it is you look for, if you don't see those qualities, then, you know, you may move around. But sometimes, I think I've stated this before, 757, and constantly ask for a man who will communicate until they're confronted with the consummate communicator, highest pontificator of provocative postulation. Rebuttal? 757?
I have done, sir.
Exactly. You proved my point again. I mean, it's real. We have to, again, I've been confronted with the corporate types, a BS and an MA and a PhD, and I talk like this. Someone that has substance in real-world experiences, you know, they become intimidated, and they want to be the star. You know, sometimes I've been told that sometimes we want to be, I had to put you on mute there, 757, heard all that background noise. Sometimes we want to be in a relationship that's, you know, that we're the star, that we can be the one, and everybody else is back, you know, and everybody else is just a part of the relationship. Thanks for quieting that noise. I appreciate it. You're back on air. But what I'm saying is that if you're prepared to be in a relationship with somebody, you don't have to be the star. You just want to be on that team. I tell people in a very succinct way when I'm looking, you know, I'm talking about relationships. I say, well, Rock, what kind of relationship are you looking for? Dr. Rock, I'm looking for a team player. I'm looking for someone that's going to complement what it is I bring to the table as I attempt to complement what they bring to the table. If you're a basket weaver, maybe I'm a marketeer. If I play basketball, maybe you can be my public relations person. But, you know, we have to find a way to work productively. You know what, 757, what I think a lot of times is that people get into a marriage and they consider that's it. I'm married. I'm having babies. He goes to work. I go to work. We take care of our kids. And that's pretty much the gist of it. Would you agree?
Well, I think that's quite unfortunate if we settle at the point of there's, you know, once there's a union that takes place between man and woman, and then we become satisfied or content. So I hope that that's not the case.
By the way, if you're hearing any background noise, we do have a, in Houston, Texas today, we're having a thunderstorm, so we're trying to hang in there. We're going to do the best we can. 757, what I'm asking you is that, would you not agree with me? Most relationships today are merely what I call mundane marriages. They're in a relationship, they go to work, she goes to work, they pick up the kids, they pick up a box of chicken, they come home and watch TV, they go to sleep, and they get up and do the same thing the next day. There's nothing, there's no short-term goals, there are no long-term goals, they're not working together as a team to achieve a certain point, achieve a certain level of not necessarily success, let's just say security within the family. And I know today in these, you know, trying times with the unemployment rate and the layoff rate astronomically at 10%, that can't always be possible, but I know that it's easier for two people to maintain a household than it is for one. That's mathematically sound. However, in these trying times, it's a perfect time for these two people, again, to plan ahead, to want to create that home-based business, you see? And you're right, sometimes you have to step back and readjust your lifestyle. That's inevitable today. A lot of Americans are finding that out. You know, life is, this recession is real. But love fills in the blanks, I like to say. When something's missing in your relationship, 757, you know, if he's not doing it right, if he's not communicating, if he didn't achieve that goal that he said he was going to achieve, why do people stay? Again, I hope That is because love is filling in the blanks. I hope it's just not fiduciary. I hope it's not all about money, like the 90% of society today. Because believe me, we live in the land of milk and honey, and ain't a damn thing funny in the land of milk and honey again in America. We live in a society that's driven off monetary greed and need. I don't care if I have a degree as long as I'm wearing Prada and Gucci and I'm driving a Mercedes, because that gives me status quo. That gives me the substance, you see. So, I think, welcome in 803. What I'm trying to say is that we have to be about more in a relationship than acquiring, let's say, monies. And let's just make it security, because security can be $100,000 a year. It doesn't have to be $1 million. Security is the point where, you know, your budget is set and there's a banker paying your bills, you have an allowance, and you don't have to worry about it because you know you have a set amount of income coming in every month. That can be security. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, you said you were going to make $1 million, and if you're not, then I don't want to be with you. You know, in other words, two people have to agree upon these things in the beginning, in the embryo stage of that relationship. We don't have to be equally yoked, but we must be in agreement. Because I don't believe that anything is equal in society today. I've been around the world twice. I've never seen anything equal. You show me something equal, I will show you the differences in the two, even the identical twins. 803, you just listening, or you want to have something to say, or 757?
No, I'm just going to listen, Ian.
Okay, because, I mean, what I'm trying to say is that I want African-American families to have productive relationships, even if they're living in a one-bedroom apartment, two people. I don't want us to constantly argue. Let me ask you another question. I've noticed that empty vessel syndrome before when people get angry at whatever you might say. You may, you know, every day there's something that you can say that'll set that person off. Now, again, in a relationship that, again, you're promoting and premiering this communication thing, now they're telling you you have to walk on pins and needles and not say certain things, because if you say certain things, you're going to get a reaction from me that you're not going to be happy with. That's not. That person is empty. There's something missing inside of that individual that's making them react that way. And it's not you, especially if you've just been in that person's life for the last 90 days or so. This is something that happened prior to, you know, you coming around. This is something that happened long before you knew that individual. But unfortunately, you will be victimized by it. 803?
Well, I can agree with you on a certain extent. Yes, it has something to do with that individual person, that something have happened to him or her. It could be a prior relationship, a prior marriage, where that person got hurt so bad, even though and you don't have a certain amount of time to get over pain.
Right. Everybody deals with their pain differently.
Exactly, and it could be that that person feels that love again, but she's also, I wouldn't say, or he also, living in the past and thinking, well, if I let my guards down, I might get hurt again. I don't want to go through this again. I do want a healthy relationship, a healthy marriage, but, and it still go back to that individual have to heal her or himself within.
Exactly. They have to take a little time.
I mean, yes, she or he gonna take it out on that person that loves, that loves her or him.
Right.
But not personal, and it also can mean that she just pushing him or her away unintentionally.
Yeah. But
you know, it's numerous of things.
Hold on a second. It is personal.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a relationship with that individual, it has to be personal. It's not. It's bigger than personal. It's intimate, because you have said, and that person has said, that we're going to give this relationship a try, we're going to be committed, and we're going to work this out. So at that point, everything becomes very personal. And that's why communication is so important. You're supposed to be able to tell that person exactly what it is that's creating that hole in your heart.
But even if you can go and tell that person what's creating it, will that other person truly 100% understand what he or she is going through? Whether it won't come out the correct way, will that person understand?
Well, but you've done due diligence. You've communicated your pain, which is your commitment to the relationship. And in time, I do believe, as love fills in the blanks again, that person will understand. I'm pretty sure of it. If they're sincere in that relationship, they'll do everything they can to accommodate you in any way that they can so that we don't have to cross that bridge again. We can avoid that subject or that issue. Or we can deal with it and resolve it so that we can both be whole. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so... we have to, and I appreciate you calling in. I think you're at work today, and we appreciate you calling in. I think we got the pastor in also.
Bless you, Dr. Rock.
Glad you could make it, Pastor. We're talking about some empty vessels today.
A lot of people
walking around unwhole, unhealthy.
Man,
and, you know,
I saw a sad scenario.
And I want to guarantee you guys, we're having an electrical storm again. If you can't hear me, I want to apologize if the downline is kind of weak or if it's cracking or echoey. But I want to say this. Next week we're going to have a show that's a bit uplifting. This one sounds kind of horrible, but I want to deal with those people out there that are walking around with all that pain, Pastor. And we got 803 before she goes back, Pastor. Why don't you enlighten both of us from a biblical standpoint, you know, about these people walking around with this empty heart, this big hole in the middle of their heart, and it shows on their face, it shows on, you know, the way they communicate, you know, the way they recluse themselves from other people and their relationships with other people. It shows in their everyday life.
Well, you know, Dr. Rock, this is a good subject, though. It sounds a little saddening, but
yes,
let me say this at the beginning. First of all, greet everyone in the name of the Lord. Bless your hearts.
Welcome, 832 and also. 832, just hold on. Go ahead,
Vessels. Let's consider what vessels are first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, vessels are hollow vessels. As far as people are concerned, they are persons that are agents or the embodiment of as a quality, like a vessel of mercy.
Right.
We are all vessels. The word says that we are vessels, and there's a word that says like a broken vessel. Some people say if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Right.
I want you to know something. We cannot be fixed until we are broken.
Yes.
Because we are vessels. We are vessels that God pulls into, and subsequently we need to be filled. When the word says we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we need to be filled with the blessings. We need to be filled with the righteousness of the Lord. We need to be filled because we are vessels.
Let's do this also. Let's deal with this vessel as a vase, or let's just call it a bucket,
uh-huh.
And it has nothing in it. However, if you fill it up with water, it becomes heavy. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
What I'm working at, and then you empty it out again, and, I mean, does it lose its purpose? I don't think so. I mean, I think that, you know, sometimes I think it's good for us to empty out our heart so that we can refill it with new things, new ideas, and sometimes new people. So that's not a bad issue. That's not bad at all. I mean, it's not bad to empty the vessel and refill it, is what I'm saying. I think the Bible also it calls the woman. They say she is merely a vessel. And I'm not demeaning that because it's very important.
No, it's not. You're not demeaning it at all.
Oh,
in fact, it speaks of her
world
as a weaker vessel, which
yes,
doesn't mean
that at all. Because, and I don't even consider
the woman
them
is weak. No, it means that she is a vessel that should be covered. She was created to be covered and cared for.
Mm-hmm.
See, So
exactly.
that's why and that's First Peter, and it says she's a weaker vessel, but not that she is physically weak. See, physically, spiritually, and carnally, we have to look at things spiritually in the way that things are supposed to be. And the and so we're construing, we're crossing one meaning into another.
Exactly.
We're crossing a spiritual meaning into a physical meaning. Women are weak. We're strong, strong women. Well, you can't be strong and the weaker vessel, but you are the weaker vessel is why you're strong.
Exactly. Sometimes you have to be.
That's why you're strong. Is the weaker vessel, in fact, is stronger than strong. The weaker vessel is stronger than the vessel. Oh, y'all gonna get me preaching here in a minute. I'm trying not to do this. But the weaker vessel is actually more often stronger than the vessel
that is strong.
All right.
I think. Thank you for helping us with that, Ayo.
I want her to come on with it. I know. I hear she's there. I hear it's out there. See, that's why I said I'm trying not to preach, but
that's
I'm
all right.
To it in your
I can
form.
Relate. I can truly relate.
Doctor, yeah. I'm trying not. I'm trying to keep it in your format. You know, I know radio, so it's But I know I got some help out there, and I'm speaking to that embodiment. I'm speaking to somebody out there that needs to understand this and know it, and maybe even hear a man say it.
And we're speaking volumes to those empty vessels that are walking around who want to be in a relationship and haven't taken the time to become introspective and look, and, you know, did like Michael Jackson say, you know, you got to look at that man in the mirror.
Yeah.
If you want to be in a relationship, the first thing you got to do is fix yourself. You have to bring a whole person to a relationship or it won't be whole. It will not
but
be
you know the question for that. Suppose someone said, "How do you bring a whole person into a relationship when a part of them has been broken?" It's easier for us to put that on the table, but the question needs how.
Okay, can I help you with an answer?
Go ahead.
Okay, we want to bring something to the. We want to bring a whole vessel to the table. Okay, but see, if the vessel's been broken, that means it's not clean.
That's right.
So first of all, we want to bring a clean vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a word in Isaiah 20, 66 and 20. You shall bring it. It speaks of bringing a clean vessel into the house of the Lord.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Prepare yourself.
A clean vessel. If you're a clean vessel, so if you see, we're trying to bring something into a relationship that we want to bring instead of bringing something to the relationship that we should spiritually bring. If we bring the right spirit.
Exactly.
Okay.
Then the vessel will be made whole.
Come on, church. Okay. Come on, church. If you bring a clean vessel, see, and let's go back to Rock, if I can, just for a second. I hear women say all the time,
hold on.
In this community, yeah.
Hold on a second. 832, do you want to come in?
Oh, I just wanted to say hello to everybody first. But speak to something that was alluded to earlier about being a full vessel. And you made a comment, Dr. Rock, about being full of water, and it made me think, okay, if you're a full vessel, okay, we automatically, you know, we just assume that the vessel is full of something good that can nourish and help sustain a relationship, whether it be romantic or whether it be with the community or someone in your family. Now, if you're going to be a full vessel and you enter into a relationship, yeah, it has to be a vessel that's full of something that can sustain yourself and your partner or yourself and whomever you're in this relationship with.
It has to be full of positivity.
Right, it has to be full.
Exactly.
It has to be full of positivity.
Yeah.
And speaking on the thing with the empty vessel, you know, you say you go into a relationship, you want a team player, you want someone who can bring something to the table. But it speaks to something that I've been thinking. When people say they want someone who's equally yoked, sometimes they want their deficits and they want to be filled with someone who has what they don't or have what they lack, and that might be a potential problem if you're empty and you're looking for someone to fulfill you.
I agree, and that was
that's what happens a lot of times when.
I want to beckon again to you guys to call in, you know, at 3 o'clock or as close as you can to 3, and not toward the end, because unfortunately this show always gets better toward the end, and in the beginning it's kind of, you know, we're waiting for you guys. So, but and I think 803 asked me a very specific question, and since I am a perfect example of a broken vessel. I have no problem sharing with you guys that, again, you have to take some time out, 803. to work on yourself. And we're going to welcome 832-888. Mm. Just hang on, 832-888. You have to take some time to become intimate with yourself. The comedics or the Egyptians used to say, know thyself. Shakespeare used to put it most poetically by saying, first and foremost, to thine self be true. If you can't be true to yourself, how can you put forth truth and positivity in a relationship with someone outside of yourself? Yeah, you have to take some time to look in your heart.
Yeah.
Know who you are. Know what your shortcomings are. Know what your strong points are. You know, prepare yourself again to deal with that person who comes and visits on the weekend and you want to start an argument because they squeeze the toothpaste from the top and you squeeze it from the bottom. It's not that major. We have to be complete in ourselves so we can allow someone else enter into our intimate space and share that space with us. We have to. If we can't do that, then we're setting ourselves up for what I call the making of a successful failure.
Yeah.
It's just not going to work. So, 832-888, did you want to say something?
I'm just thankful to be on the program. I'm a little wet, but thankful, Dr.
Okay,
Rock.
I want to remind people, call in. This show starts at 3 o'clock. If you can call in closer to 3 o'clock, 3:05 or so, you know, you get more benefit from the show and will be more productive. You have more time to air and express what it is you got to say. And, I mean, it was kind of a ho-hum show, because speaking about empty vessels is not a good thing. But I guarantee you next week we're going to just talk about computer dating again. We're going to talk about online dating. But we all know that there's some people walking around out there that are just, you can look in their faces and see that they're empty and they're hurting and they're living in pain.
Yeah.
And those are the people that I'm speaking to today because, you know, my heart goes out to them because I've been there. But you have to pray hard. You got to fast and pray. You got to get mad at it. And you have to make yourself stronger and prepare yourself to be in a relationship with somebody so that you can bring positivity and not attitude to the relationship. What was it King Solomon said? He'd rather sleep on the roof of his house than in the house with a contemptuous woman?
That's right.
You know, nobody wants to live with, you know, a person, a woman or a man that's a nagger. That every day that there's something wrong with that individual and they're bringing it out and taking it out on you. You know, you got to deal with that issue that's eating you up inside. I didn't do it. And I don't intend to be victim of it.
Yeah.
I don't intend to be the victim of the pain that was created by someone or something else prior to my existence. And you're not showing me love by bringing that into the equation.
Well, that's loaded right there, Doc.
Yes, it is.
That's loaded right there, because now you're touching into compassion, understanding, you know, patience.
Yeah,
you know,
all of the above.
Yeah,
you wanted me to share that with it because, and I was being personal about that because that is who I am, and I've walked through the fire alone, one man against the world. I know how Yahshua felt.
Yeah.
When there was no one on your side, you know, you were there by yourself. That's empty also. But you know what? You know, it's kind of like, you know, the suicide hotline. They say if you can just make it through the night, you're going to be all right, because then it's going to open up.
Yeah.
You know?
With
a happy meal or some hot pancakes, and you still have a chance. You're still in the fight.
Yeah.
So we're getting close to closing here. I want 803 to give us a point, and I want Pastor to close it out. 803 and 832, I want you guys to share with us on how can you help a person that's coming to the relationship and they're empty. How can you help that person?
Well, you have to be patient and understanding.
Patience is definitely true.
And you have to talk and listen. The key thing to any relationship, whether it's on the verge of breaking up or starting or at the middle, you have to listen. You have to really listen and hear what that person is really saying. Just not listen. You have to really listen from the heart.
I think 832 made that quite obvious last week, that we talk to each other or at each other, but we don't communicate with each other. Because you're right, part of communication is listening. Continue, please.
Yeah.
And if that person don't feel like they're being listened, if you don't understand and you don't hear me, then you still have that, what you said, Rock, broken vessel.
Well, again, let me say this, 803. I think sometimes women, they don't want you to just listen because they'll say the same things over and over. They want you to agree with them. And I think
not necessarily now.
A second. I think that's another animal. I can listen to you and I can hear you, but if I disagree, you have to respect the fact that
I have to respect that.
Right. Okay. Okay. Go ahead. So, if we listen and we disagree, where do we go from there? 832.
Open on.
I'm
832. You still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. You want to comment?
Well, I really don't. I don't have anything new to add. Just reiterate what everyone else said about listening and communicating. And if someone, as you said earlier, part of being an empty vessel, you said a person is walking around there, you know, in pain, and just say so happens they enter into something with someone, they first have to at least try to identify, you know, where their pain is coming from.
Exactly.
So
but that's
up
to that individual to resolve that issue.
What do you
right?
say?
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know. Say just try to identify. Well, where is this pain, you know, coming from? At least try to work on identifying where the pain is coming from, and then you can go about trying to fix yourself or fill that empty vessel so that you can have something positive in you. Because just because you're a full vessel doesn't mean you're full of positivity. You might be full of fire, and that
right.
fire might be misdirected or used for, pardon my being dramatic, but for evil purposes. You know, so
I agree. I agree. We got a 281 caller in also. 281, you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm here, Dr. Rock. I've got
okay,
phone problems.
Okay, fell off? Okay, okay. Well, you want to say something, 281? Because we only got about 2 minutes.
I missed half the show, but like I say, you know, we all have our own personal experience.
Yeah.
And like you said earlier, Dr. Rock, we've all went through the pain, and we need to recover from it as, you know, and move forward.
Right.
I agree, yeah. And that's the only way we can move into a positive relationship. I mean, with any, I mean, you can't bring negativity into a relationship and expect it to turn out positive unless you press the digitator. Pastor, you want to enlighten
us
again?
I've heard, you know, I've heard fire mentioned a couple of times. You know, you're saying you walk through that fire,
yes, sir.
And fire by yourself. Well, fire is good.
Yeah.
There's a consuming fire and there's a purifying fire.
Yes.
That consuming fire will burn you up
there
and
you
leave
go.
You with ashes.
Yes.
But a purifying fire, that's the fire that's really hot. That's
well,
that boys went into.
Come on,
brothers,
come on
you know.
Take
but that purifying fire is the kind of fire where you can take sand and put into it and get glass out of it.
There you go.
Ah. See,
going
into Leticia, y'all gonna make me preaching now. But that purifying fire, that's all right to go through that purifying fire. That's the fire that I'd rather be in before consuming fire. Because I know I'm gonna come out pure. I'm gonna come out that you wanna go through. And I wanna go through it by myself. And when I come out of it, I can help somebody else that needs to go through, so that's in some fire, that doesn't have the fortitude that it takes to know where they are and to know that they're going to go through it.
Okay, hold on a second, Pastor. I want to leave you guys with this scenario of that purifying pressure and fire, of that lump of coal that has no value.
Watch out.
At the bottom of the core of the earth, over years and years of immense pressure, it's shaped and reformed into what?
A diamond.
A diamond. A diamond.
Yeah. All right, Doc.
That's where we need to be at.
All right.
Again, I want to recommend, I want to say, you guys call in earlier.
I'm going to do that, man. I got caught up with this weather
and
another function.
I want to apologize to everybody.
Thank you for traveling.
I first came on, it was like the line wasn't very clear. But I want to thank all you guys for calling me and supporting me. And I want us to continue to do the work that we're doing and being positive in what we do. Because it's just me. That's just me, and I want you guys to know. And I'm saying hello. It's just me.
Good thing, Dr. Rock.
Thank you,
all
sir.
Right, Dr. Rock. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys.
God bless all of you on the line.
Hello. sleep, babe. I thought about us for a long time.